You're listening to SBS News.
In Dark as Darkness, 13-year-old Lamia Akhtar Anisha studies for her Year 7 exams reading by candlelight.
There are frequent power cuts in this area. When the light goes out, I have to study in candlelight. My eyes hurt and I can't study properly.
Lamia is just one of 13 million Bangladeshis living and learning in the dark. As Bangladesh's economy booms, now predicted to outstrip even India by 2030, so too does their demand for fossil fuels to help power this emerging middle-income nation. Tons and tons of coal are brought ashore as construction begins on 29 planned new coal-fired power stations over the next two decades. Julian Vincent is the Executive Director of Market Forces, an organisation which campaigns against investment in projects which could harm the environment.
To put it in perspective, it's 33,000 megawatts, which is about 1.5 times the size of Australia's current coal-fired power fleet, or over 60 times that which is currently installed in Bangladesh. So it's one of the world's biggest carbon bombs.
Rafiqul Islam used to grow rice, potatoes and tomatoes in paddocks which have now been acquired by the government to build one of the new power plants.
We protested when we heard there would be a coal-burning power plant here. We've heard coal has a bad impact. Trees don't bear fruit. Children have health problems. That's why we opposed coal, because our fields and lives will be ruined.
However, for Australia, it's a different story. Mohammed Sufiur Rahman, Bangladesh's High Commissioner in Canberra, says there are big opportunities in his country.
We see a demand of about 80 million tons of coal. I'm talking about thermal coal in the next 5 years, to meet the demand of the projects that we have just undertaken. So that is a huge quantum.
He says that's an $8 billion a year market, as Bangladesh's building boom also drives demand for Australian iron ore and liquefied natural gas.
In the last, say, 10 years, our consumption of minerals and metals has increased by a whopping three times in the last 10 years.
Bangladesh's hunger for coal is seemingly insatiable, despite being the world's seventh most climate change impacted and vulnerable nation. If a projected half a metre sea level rise comes to fruition, by 2050, 11% of this country's landmass may be lost, displacing more than 15 million people. But the government here says there is no immediate, affordable alternative. Julian Vincent again.
The bottom line is, if we go ahead with this, we can kiss our chances of a safe climate goodbye.
While Bangladesh has set a target of 10% renewable energy by 2021, experts warn there needs to be a far more green ambition and no new coal in any country to really give children like Lamia a brighter future. Alan Lee, SBS News.